Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? What's up, everybody? You're now tuning into the hottest show right here on Blog Talk Radio, and it is called none other than The True Tea with your host, me, Genuine Collinson, Splash Boys, Sweetie Carter, aka Switchblade Carter, and Shaharazad Carter. Tonight, we're going to dive into a couple things today, and we're also going to be joined live in the studio with none other than El Jose himself to talk about what it was like recording the popular and very hot album with G-Pain, which was called Trap Us. Right now, we got in the studio right now, Switchblade Carter.
What's up, man? How y'all feeling? What y'all doing? Switchblade in the building.
All right, so look, we're going to jump right into it because we got a lot to cover. And we're going to, our topic is called Pressure Luck. And we're going to discuss how relationships with getting to know a person can turn you to a very crazy person. Amazing, right? So, lot of people say, a lot of people say that when you want to get to a place where you actually want to get to know a person, right? I always believe in, if you're going to get to know the person in the manner in which you and that person can feel comfortable. You know?
Right. Yes.
A lot of times you have a lot of people trying to change and mold the person into who they want to be. And I'm like, huh? Who the fuck does that? Like, why are you trying to mold the person? If the person, it's like this. That's like you meeting a guy. And the guy says to you that not only is he a serial rapist, but he's a child molester, right? So you meet him. Now, what you do is, not only are you doing the dumbest thing ever in life by dating him, right?
Exactly.
Nobody's going to date nobody like that. Nobody's going to date like that. I'm just saying. But at the same time, guess what's wrong with the whole picture right now? See, the picture is, even you don't know if that's true or not. Okay? You don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then a lot of times, you know, it only had to be him being that. The guy could actually be a person who is trying to fake the funk, acting like everything is all cool, right?
Right.
Meanwhile, he's trying his best to figure out you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Some guys like pissing women off. I don't condone it. I really don't. But some guys get a kick out of doing stuff like that. I don't understand it. And the reason why I'm speaking on this now, because, you know, when you have people who are determined to make your life a living hell, especially when you just met them, that says a lot. And it says two things for me. First and foremost, what is wrong with you that makes a person want to put you through all sorts of unnecessary bullshit? You know? Is there something wrong with you? I don't know.
I don't know either.
You know, and the thing is, if there's something wrong with you, then that means that not only is there something wrong with you, but then you don't know how to take a hint. So I'm going to tell you, most of them nowadays, have a tendency to go wander off and use their dick as a guide.
Oh, yeah, it is. Uh-huh.
And my thing is, while you're using your dick as a guide, remember that your dick absolutely has powers of its own. Sometimes it's not always good to listen to your dick.
No, it's not.
You know? If you feel as though that you are paying attention to what's coming out or what have you, as far as you are concerned, then something's wrong with you. I'm gonna tell you some true shit, okay? First and foremost, your dick is not always your friend. People say it all the time, oh, the head on my shoulders is better than the head that is between my legs. And I will say this to you right now, that's some bullshit. I guarantee you. I don't know who told you that, but all it takes is one time. That's it. All it takes is one time.
It's true. Right.
All it takes. You know? And so, with that being the case, you know, we got to get to the point now that it's like we got to get to a point where we can actually get to know a person and actually enjoy that person for what it's worth. Also, if the person is crazy in the beginning of the relationship,
mm-hmm.
then guess what? Him or her is crazy. Sorry.
Yeah. This is true. Sorry. You're right. You're right. You are.
Him or her is crazy. If she's a psycho bitch when you met her, and you gave her all this money to get help, and you try to figure out why you came home one day and all your shit is cut up, because,
she found out.
She's a psycho bitch. See what I'm saying?
She found out. You your stuff went too far.
Right. And if he's a serial dater or
right.
sex addict.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
If he's a sex and please, guys, stop making cheat sound wrapped into your little sick, twisted motherfucking game. First of all, there is something called a sex addict, but then it's also dumbasses.
This is true, too.
The question is, which one are you? Are you a sex addict, or are you a person who just likes sticking his dick in just anything?
I pick the latter. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, look at how many stars, I mean,
yeah.
known stars, have picked relationships.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Relationships. Marriages. While they're married, they get money. When they say the money is the root of all evil, it is, because money brings whores and all sorts of stuff. And when it brings it to the forefront of things, you get like Charlie Sheen, addicted
right.
to drugs,
mm-hmm.
whores, money.
Yep.
Fame, and fame is the worst drug possible, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hell, everybody wants to have their name known. Sometimes it's not for the best.
Mm-hmm.
What do y'all think about it, though? Call it right now, 929-477-3273. In about a couple minutes,
we're going to be joining live
right now. We're going to join in live in a couple minutes. But none other than El
mm-hmm.
Jose. So, as I
right.
promised, we're now going to jump into the El Jose and G-Pain album. And I told y'all, I'm not going to skip around on the tracks. So, here it is. El Jose, G-Pain, this is the intro right here on The True Tea with me, Genuine Collington. Switch
plate
card. I got
Freezy on the beat.
Yeah. Hello, Zach. T-Pain. Introduce yourself.
T-Pain.
Yeah. Trap us.
Yeah.
I got this.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Come out for real. You never know. And that's what
wow.
It is. So, without further ado, we're going to get into number two on the CD, like I promised y'all. And this right here is called What I Wanted. Anybody who likes the song or have a question or concern, call in right now, 929-477-3273. This is What I Wanted, El Jose G. Payne. Let go.
B-E-S-K.
Let it bang.
El Jose.
G. Payne.
Yeah, suck, suck. No, we don't do no love it, though.
No.
This shit went, this shit got a bounce. Got my weed, yeah, but I'm yeah, I got what I want. Got me bad, bitch, that's why.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Okay. So.
Yeah, something went terribly awry.
You know, hold up. Before we continue. Because, you know, a lot of times, we like to be able to do our own, have our own little agenda or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would like to apologize because obviously I picked the wrong song.
Obviously.
But it's okay, though, because... You know, thankfully so, I'm able to fix it right away. Okay? Now, while I'm fixing this, I want to say to everybody this right here, okay? Tomorrow, we're going to have another special guest in the house. Okay? We're not gonna
okay,
say who
what's
it is.
Going on? Why not?
I'm not going to say who it is because it would be stupid for you both to do that. Anyway.
Whatever.
So, this is the time we do it right here. And guess what? I just proved to you guys that, yes, we all make mistakes. Fortunately,
yes,
some mistakes you can actually fix. And this anybody that doesn't like what I'm saying right now could suck three nuts out of somebody's face. Anyway. So, right now, as we're waiting, and we're still waiting to hear from El Jose. I know that he's under the weather right now, but he definitely wanted to come through. We're going to get into right now the correct song, number two on there, Youngins, El Jose, G Pain. Let go.
Hey. With my young, like a douchey with my young, movie cracking heaven with my young. Like a shit nigga with my young, like a dirty shit nigga with my young, movie cracking heaven with nigga with my young. Nigga, please stop what you say, this is with my young. I got a lot of niggas in this bitch. But you know I'm about to move the cane with this shit. Yeah. Some of you niggas don't like my young. But we don't give a fuck, we think I get my young. Making your youngers and youngers and youngers and youngers and youngers. I'm coming again, I'm coming again, and you know what I'm about to do with this shit. I'm high up that weed, nigga. And you know what I'm doing, I'm about to get it, nigga. Me and all my niggas about to get that red. Check your bitches, since I'm sick. She already know what that shit is. We are brother, go and get it. She's swallowing games. Nigga, I'm about to do it, yeah. I'm about to get the yeah. I don't know where I'm going. I'm going to get in the phone. Come in and get in, you know what I'm watching. I don't know. Fuck all with a special. Nigga, do a lot of shit, nigga. Got a couple prayers, nigga. Oh shit, that's a fast nigga. Shh, don't worry about the shit, nigga.
Never snitch on your homie, know your youngest nigga. Young nigga,
yeah, my youngest nigga. Got my youngest on the block every summer, nigga. Got my youngest on the block every day, nigga. To the dark, nigga. In the dark, nigga. In the dark, nigga. I got dogs. I got time to rev you up, boo. Oh, too busy get the narrow. Oh, you already know. Oh, how I go in. Yeah, we about to win. I'm slapping all day with my youngin'.
Now I do it with my youngin'. Trapping all day with my youngin'. And I do a lot of shit for my youngin'. Nigga, fuck what you heard, you know it's for my youngest. They be trapping. Oh shit, bitch, what is that?
That shit just went up your head. All I got is that motherfucking bread. Hey, Eric. All my niggas say Eric hurt. We about to win. I thought that we win. Now you niggas go. Hey. G-Pain, oh yeah. And El Jose.
What about that right there, y'all? See,
what did he say? Oh my God. What is
so
I heard.
I just received word that he won't be the in the show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. He's underneath the weather right now. So, but we're gonna keep this thing rolling. And this right here is the other song, which is number 3, the correct song. And this right here is called My Dogs, right here on the truth with me, Jimmy Compton. Mr. Carter.
Mr. Ray Carter in the house.
That's right. Let's get it. Holler back, my dog. Let's go.
Game
one. With this real nigga, told my dog not to fuck with my fucking figures. They don't know I'm the type that don't give a fuck. I would probably go to Home Depot and woodchuck, grab a 2x4 and hit you in your fucking head. Oh shit, motherfucker, man, that nigga dead. Something wrong with this real nigga, cause they know me and Elsa ain't gon' get that bigger. All these niggas stay on the hill. Some of these niggas don't let it, but I can pick up about them. All I got is some bad bitch. Miracle, that's a bad bitch. See my niggas all here to shit. I front the beat, now make it drive. Oh man, just care where that cocaine is. Fuck you niggas and much niggas, I'm getting crazy.
I got dogs that I rip you up. I got dogs that I rip your gut. Take you up. What the? You don't want none of that nigga. Tryna step in my hood, nigga. What's good? Wish a nigga would try to rob me. Nigga, I got a heater on me. Yeah, they gon' rob me. Yeah, they gon' die for me. Yeah, they my dogs that I rip you up. They'll rip your cut, they'll rip your clothes, strip your clothes off, leave you in the street, nigga dead, dead, bow, bow in the head. Ah, don't play with me, Jose and G-Pain, we bringing the pain, in your trap, in your hood, poppin' like what's good, with them heaters, I wish a nigga would. Rip you in the gut. My dog, they'll rip you up. My dog, they'll fuck you up. My dog, they'll rip you up.
I got some dogs that'll fuck you up. Man, I got some dogs that'll rip you up. Check the KO, it's a thesis if they shift you up. I got some dogs that'll fuck you up. Hey. Got some dogs that'll fuck you up. I got some dogs that'll strip you up. I'll tear your ass to pieces when they rip you up. Man.
Oh, why this fire in here? I don't know. About to go kill him. Ooh, kill him. Ooh, kill him. Like stereo. Oh, come around my block. Something that you don't know about us. This what we trust. Bow, bow to your head. Yeah, you done. Oh, no. Yeah, I hit you with the lump. Yeah, I hit you with the drum. Like he's drum. Yeah, call me Obama. Cause I'm better than slum. Get your moves that I love. Get your goomies, I love. Get your goomies, I love.
G-Pain.
Never, never, never hug.
G-Pain is a lover.
Say I lie. Yeah, you die. Wake up and die.
Yeah.
Feel like.
Told you.
Oh, my.
My dog.
Wow. My
so
dog.
So listen, y'all didn't hurt. Y'all just heard the first three songs right there on the El Jose and G-Pain album, and which is called Trapper Us. Now, whether it be tonight or tomorrow, we will be broadcasting live once again. Three more songs off of this iconic album. Because I guarantee you, nobody's doing this right now. Nobody. Okay? And we're going in order. So you don't feel like, oh, well, I didn't hear it. No, we're going in order. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hear 4, 5, and 6 tomorrow. Or maybe tonight. You never know. We may pull, we pulled last night and pull 3 shows out the gate.
Mercy.
all the people who was able to tune in or what have you last night when we did those 3 shows, kudos to you. The ones who didn't, yeah. I understand you must have been working on a physics project
last night. Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to end this on a funny note, like always. So, Wesley Snipes and Whoopi Goldberg are going to be starring in a brand new movie. It's going to be great. It's going to be called Zero Dark 32.
You did not just say that right now. Oh, my God.
Oprah is going to be starring in the movie Back to Mars. It's going to be about her snatch. But anyway.
No.
That's how dry it is, I'm just saying. Like, let me tell you guys, when the cavemen, see, people don't understand this. When the cavemen wanted fire, all they did was take her snatch, rub the sticks near her snatch, fire.
Wow. So where's Gail?
Hey, and please, and then what happened was, it burnt so much that they mistaken her snatch for Pamela Anderson Lee. But anyway, and please don't write me, ladies and gentlemen, because they are just jokes. Get out your ass. They're just jokes. Okay? And here's one more for the road. What is Charlie Sheen's favorite drink?
I don't know.
Flavor Aid.
Wow. Okay. Bye. Bye. Nope.
Anyway, y'all, we out of here. Thanks for tuning in right here with me, Genuine Collington, Shaharzad Carter, and Rasita Carter. We out. Holla back at us. This is the true team. One.
Holla.